to the world. You can actually reach people now by the computer, by the internet. And in this way you would liberate me from the street. When one gets older and one just lives on the road, just takes too much energy. Another project which I really have, where I would love you to assist, is so difficult for me to start here. I think Sundarananda and Basim are here. Their names are here. Is this maybe not? Huh? No problem. Then we can maybe during the birthday. So I will only address this very briefly. See, I feel the Hare Krishna movement needs many faces. One face is nice kirtans and nice bhajans, like for instance in Switzerland, the devotees have a nice Krishna conscious band. And if you would hear what I heard in Split, the mantra fusion band, I think they play for the birthday. That's also a very nice face, an artistic face through which we look to other people, and they can actually appreciate Krishna consciousness. It's something very meaningful for them. Now another face which I feel ISKCON should have is a green face. Not green with envy, but ecological, an ecological dimension. I remember so much that Prabhupada would often tell us to live simply and think highly. And with simple living, he meant actually living on the land and growing your own food, because that's what you live, what you need for life. So you may know there's this very nice devotee family from Sarajevo, where everyone is a devotee. It started with Banu Nandini, then Syama Saki, then Harris, who lives here, is a little boy who goes from here to school, and then the Anissa and Basim, who you will get to know a little later, maybe. I mean, for sure, you will see them. And through Basim's vision and initiative, he has always talked about this developing a face through which people can connect with the Hare Krishna movement. We were in a TV show, which we wanted to do a little creative the other day, and we could see how people think about the Hare Krishna devotees. They don't know very much about them, and some feel they are a threat, for instance, to the existent religions and so on, the Catholic religion. So I feel if they understand, well, the Hare Krishna devotees, they live and grow what they need for living. It would give Krishna consciousness such a respectable dimension. So Basim talked to Sundarananda, who is here in Zagreb, the temple president, and to many devotees, including myself. And then Sundarananda told him that here in Zagreb we have a very nice way to engage devotees. We have this veggie hop, which is presenting prasadam throughout the town, catering in a catering service, and devotees could be engaged in this. And then we decided, well, why don't we supply veggie hop with our own vegetables from the eco village? So I'm thinking a little bit like this. I'm anyways a nature lover and a nature boy since childhood. I thought, why don't I just be present in an eco village, have there a place where I also live base, so to say, and then attract many people to this eco-village through a conference hall, which we make, where we have different presentations in our lives. So that's a project I feel very enthusiastic about. We have bought land in a very beautiful area near a forest, or just next to a forest. And if you want, you can start your eco house there and your greenhouse and live in the eco village, Hare Krishna. We want to be very sure that this eco village is a preaching project, because we have seen many times that the farms, devotees who live on the farm feel a little bit lonely after some time because they lack the connection with people. So we are planning it in a way that people will be attracted to visit and learn from us. You can talk to Sundarananda, and later Basim, who will be here and who will be just very enthusiastic to give different informations to you about this. Another project which is very dear to my heart is the Sharanagati Publishing. You will not believe, this little book is really the book of my life. It's called Nam Rahasya, The Confidential Secrets of Chanting the Holy Name in Perfection. When you read it and apply it, you will be a pure devotee in a few days. It is so powerful, with very powerful instructions, which are not my own. I have collected them, but I've written also a lot on my own. It was written Jahulina, yes, and the devotee who helped me very much in this is our Nityananda Kari, who's another magician with a computer and with finding everything in the computer. So it's a very, very nice book. It's available now. It was offered yesterday to Srila Prabhupada. Please buy it in big quantities and distribute it. Another little book which we wrote, called Chanting from the Heart, it just has prayers, both in Sanskrit and in English. And it offers more or less a praying session, where you can start to pray and climb up to touch the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. It's a very ancient way of prayer, very authorized, and a nice collection, Chanting from the Heart. It's very small. Both of the books, I decided to write small books, because according to Venugopal, one of my learned Brahmana advisors, I should write books which are extremely creative, which come from my heart, like novels or stories or so on. So up till now I have written very Shastric books, very much connected with the tradition. That connection will obviously always be there. How could I write anything else? I'm only interested to stay on my path. Hare Krishna. Shishi Radha Kunya Vihari Ki Jai. Shishi Gonitai Ki Jai. Oh Krishna. Radharani looks so happy to be amongst devotees. You can't believe. In Karuna Bhavan, she was a little lonely. Krishna always ran outside of Karuna Bhavan in the forests. He's very much in the forest, but Radharani was at home, and she feels very, very, very luminous. I could see that. So yes, in the future I want to try to write a novel. You know, I think we need a spiritual novel and so on. But this really is all I have to say about chanting. Please read it. It was written for the practicing devotees. These are not outside books so much. Only the Way of the Great Departure is a book for the outsiders. This is more for practicing devotees. I really was thinking, how can we chant with tears of love in our eyes? Here, that picture is here from Lord Gauranga. So it's explained here. Please read it. Other things are there. I feel the Sharanagati publishing is done very expertly by Tridasha Roy, but we need so much help in distributing. See, there is only Tridasha and Damayanti who stay up the whole night sometimes to send lectures and books and everything. And especially here in Croatia, I would be so glad if devotees would come to Tridasha Roy and say, and ask, how can we help? How, you know, they have to do everything alone, and sometimes they can't do it. For instance, I heard Ananda Chaitanya, he had ordered 200 CDs from Tridasha Roy, and he just didn't have the time to send it to them. This is a scandal or a problem when a publishing house cannot get the materials out. But, we publish to distribute. And I really want to request all of you, this is Prabhupada's instruction to us as sannyasis. He said sannyasis means he should write for the benefit of humanity. So if you could please help in distributing the Sharanagati books. We have already a public distribution of Prabhupada's books, and that is, it should go on more and more and more. But also the Sharanagati publishing would be so nice if you could find in your heart the desire to help. You could, for instance, take books and then distribute them in the areas where you are. That would be very nice. And those who live in Zagreb, they could come to Tridasha Roy and they could say, can we help to send out what is ordered? You know, now with this new web page, there will be many more orders when it is tomorrow at 12:28, zoop, going up on in the ether or wherever the it is in the internet. Then there will be so much more. And poor Tridasha Roy, although he is a kapha man and not so much vata, will have a nervous breakdown. We will find him in the natural park, hanging on a tree, you know, the overworked. So please, those who are, you can help in two dimensions. That is, those who are here in Zagreb can see how they can. Maybe we should have an office eventually, from where this is sent out. When I was at Matsya Avatar's place, they had one, they have a whole operation to send out what is requested by the people. Tridasha Roy, did you want to say something more about Sharanagati? I have covered the two. Were you meant to say it? Maybe I said what you should say. I'm always doing this mistake. It's all right. So please go to him. Please help. It's my sincere request. What is the use of publishing the books if they are not distributed? They are not meant for decorating Tridasha Roy's apartment. they are meant to go out. Then I want to speak about, are you still attentive? Or does it become a torture? In my life, I want to also concentrate on retreats. I thought what I can give and what I can teach can be most taught in the traditional settings in which a spiritual person would teach. That is, people would come to his ashram and they would learn from him. Now, the way I will do this is I will give retreats first on the holy name, but then I will give many other retreats. You will hear about it in a minute, where I can train my disciples to come. The next retreat takes place in America, in the Mendler Institute. I must tell you, we had to rent this institute for $26,000. Hare Krishna. Because so many devotees from America would like to come. I hear also some adventure-seeking young people come from Europe to participate in this retreat. We also give a retreat in the beautiful island or in Braj, Govindanandan, who will be reminded frequently to really take care of this, will take a place in somewhere and make a retreat. Maybe Braj again. Maybe it's not possible. And Anandavadan organizes one for Middle Europe on the German farm together with Kanu Priya. I will also go to Radha Desh and give a japa retreat there. These japa retreats, my dear devotees, after you have come out of them, you will be a different person, but you need to go a few times. We have therefore developed level 1, level 2, soon level 3, and then you will be flying in the sky of japa. It's really a school. I mean, if you have decided to join the Hare Krishna movement, you must learn to chant properly. That's the only way you will make it in this movement. That's the only way where you will get the juice. If you learn to chant and get the ras, the nam ras from the chanting, that's Mahaprabhu's process. That's it. That's the essence. So please come to these retreats. I also would like to organize retreats in the future about Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That's the guidebook how to develop or how to come close to Bhakti. It's so much. I just read this morning in Prema Vilas, not this morning, yesterday evening, that when there were disciples coming to the gurus in olden times and wanting to learn bhakti, the guru said, study Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That's really the book. This is nectar with a lot of information about Krishna. Another area in which I would like to put my energy is the congregational preaching. I'm not separating myself, but I'm giving Gaura Hari, who for many, many years was my left hand, my right hand, my brain, and my trouble in the brain sometimes. Hare Krishna. Fully into this project, because I really feel the future of the Hare Krishna movement are all of you. And you are mostly living in the congregation. You don't live in the temples. So if you are taken care, and the many devotees who live in the congregation by this Bhakti Vriksha and Bhakti Sangha preaching, then the Mahaprabhu's movement has a chance to carry on in the future. The survival of Mahaprabhu's movement is totally dependent on the congregation. That's very clear, and I'm very, very glad for the great efforts which are done in Split in this direction. And wonderful. Two very nice devotees have taken this to their heart. And I want to also be more active in this, but more as someone who helps the preachers and trains the preachers. Because, as I said, if I just live for the rest of my life on the street, I will again be ill. Yeah. Krishna. The last thing where I feel very, very inspired for is the Vedic Way. The Vedic Way is a step-by-step process to full Krishna consciousness, which we design. I have built a research team with whom we are trying to develop this concept. And the Vedic Way will also be taught inside a project which Gadadha is developing, the Vedic University in Berlin. This Vedic University teaches Vedic sciences all over the world. And within there is also the Vedic Way, but the Vedic Way also exists independent from the university. I will teach part of these things wherever I go and have an interested audience. It's called the Complete Way of Transformation. No, the Complete Art of Transformation. It's something so that people can relate to Krishna consciousness by understanding this is useful for my life. The essential Vedic teachings will be brought in a very nice path. And if Krishna allows us to do this, I think this project will outlive my own life in this world, and I hope to be of service to people just lately. See, today people think the Hare Krishna movement is not so relevant for their lives because what do? They just sing and dance and surrender to a personal God by kneeling on the floor. That's how people think of us. So we need to teach them how in Krishna consciousness you can find how to live in balance, how to live in your purpose, and ultimately how to live in love. Huh? So anyone who wants to take part in the research of the Vedic Way, you could come to me and I will ask you some questions to see if you are qualified for this work, and then you can join the research team. So these are some of the ideas. Shall I summarize? The web page is there. The Eco Village is there. The Sharanagati Publishing is there. The Congregation of Preaching is there. For sure everyone can take part in that because you just need to go out and contact people with Krishna consciousness and make a little gathering at your home. The retreats are there and the Vedic Way is there. I hope I have not put too much on my plate. It's a little bit too much. But what to do? See, when I came, I'm just so enthusiastic to serve Prabhupada in his way, in many ways, and I just feel his movement needs new, fresh input. So I'm trying to give this in my own little way, and I'm not really thinking will I be successful or not, but I'm thinking my effort is all I can give to my spiritual master and to Krishna, and what they do with me is up to them. My most important project I have not told you, and I will tell you, you will know about it when I've left my body. That's a secret project. Hare Krishna. Secrets need to be kept. It has to do with the inner life. More and more I'm seeing it's very important for everyone to have his or her inner life. That's from where we get all the strengths. If we have a rich inner life, we have a lot of strengths and a lot to gain. See, spiritual realizations only grow on one field. Spiritual realizations only grow on the field of your heart, where you have to work like a gardener. You have to take care that the weeds go. You have to look at your fruits. Are they nourished with enough water and sunshine? You have to visit this regularly. Please see this flower. This flower did not grow very well when it was given to me. In fact, it just the blossom had fallen down, and I thought it's a flower for the garbage pile. I mean, there was no flower. Then I took it in the room and I started to chant and put, and not I did it actually, some Mataji did it, and put this picture of Krishna there. And then the flower just grew, and after one flower had finished, one flower means four flowers really, one of these stems had finished, then another stem grew. When we were in Italy, this whole second stem went like, whoop, because it was so enthusiastic to produce another flower. It's a mystical flower. I mean, I don't know how it could produce a second stem when we were in Italy. It wanted to surprise me. So I feel that similar, this flower grew on earth in the same way our own flower of Krishna consciousness, which we want to offer to Krishna, needs to be grown in the flower in the garden of your heart. Please never forget this garden of the heart. Please always be good workers in the garden of the heart. Hare Krishna. So with this we have concluded this disciple meeting. I think we will end here. I thank you very much, those of you who survived it. Some of us have left us by now, but thank you for those who stayed on to be here so long. All the best for you. And now we will give the microphone to our Jivani.